He does. You know, Earl, all our young guys, you know, we saw Benny Logan jump in there and make a couple plays. So we're happy with where the young guys are progressing. You know, it really just go into every game, just scrapping all you can scrap to get a win out of here, and that's what we did today. And I think we did get better as a group, and I think Earl's coming along with that group.
You had made the comment near the end of training camp that, and you kind of alluded to it here, too, you know, the goal for this, for the year, is just to gradually get better and yes. be as good as you can be. With the exception of the Denver game, do you feel like that's the pattern that's...
It does feel like it's going in the right direction. And really, when you dissect the little things like the pass rush, I don't know, but our guys were all over the quarterback and disrupting his throwing motion. And it causes different plays. Boykin should have had a pick six maybe at the end there where he dropped one right in his hands. But the combination of the line games and how they're getting better is making the ball come out and... the pressure, you know, we're putting some pressure on them. The DBs are getting a better feel for how often we want them to press and when we play off and how they're playing with each other. So all those little things are moving forward. And as we get wins and they move forward, that's where it gets exciting.
When you really needed it with Connor, you had the sack. Can you talk about the call and just the feeling that you had that everything came together there?
The D-line, it was just called, you know, it was a four-man rush games, and we had good coverage behind it. Usually when you have a sack, you got some pretty good coverage behind it. So the coverage was sound behind it. And they just had a little me game, and Connor came flying around and got a big sack for us.